This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
My life, my love is curing ballots with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. I'm off to the Central Valley to cure ballots in California 13. Join me, mobilize.us/Team Pelosi.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, I don't know if you've heard that bite or not, but that is Christine Pelosi, Nancy's loving daughter, the one that apparently filmed what was going on behind the scenes on January 6th. She's out there bragging about curing ballots. When does a ballot become ill? Could you explain that to us, sir, please?
Well, you know, that was the latest thing that was invented by the left. Curing ballots, you always have to wonder, does that mean that election officials and observers for her party were in there completing ballots that voters had forgotten to, for example, sign or date? You know, that's the kind of thing they try to do in Pennsylvania in this most recent election. And fortunately, the courts stopped them. But that's the kind of thing that can go on in a place like California, which, as you know, is basically these days a one-party state.
Yeah, it's weird, though, but if what I read is correct, they've managed to find enough ballots. They're still counting to turn two seats that look like they were going to be red blue. They've done this before.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that should not be allowed to happen. You know, once a voter has filled out a ballot and sent it in, that's it. If they have made an error, if they have made a mistake, if they didn't sign it, you know, if they didn't comply with the requirements of state law, election officials should not be coming in and saying, oh, they didn't sign it. Well, we'll do that for them. That's essentially what they're saying that they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here we go again. And you know, in Pennsylvania, for example, the Bob Casey election. The fact that he only now conceded that election, 3 weeks after the election? I guess he was afraid people would start to refer to him as an election denier. I'm not sure what they were waiting for.
Well, what they were waiting for was whether they could do the same thing in Pennsylvania as in places like California, whether they would be able to fix enough of the illegal ballots to supposedly make them legal and win the election. Keep in mind, the lawyer that he hired to represent him was Mark Elias. Mark Elias is the guy who turned Al Franken's loss in the U.S. Senate race in Minnesota in 2008 into a win by doing that exact same thing.
Wow. You know, I'm looking, looking back at a headline from 1 month ago on CNN. So the date on here was October 28th. So just about a month ago, just before the election, this was a story on CNN. It was the headline. GOP's aggressive court strategy sets the stage to cast doubt on the 2024 results. They were already stirring things up, acting like it would be the Republicans who were in denial about what happened.
Well, that's right. But instead, it was the other way around. And that's because, thank goodness, voters just swamped them at the polls. And so that, look, they're still in shock over the fact that many progressively blue areas that they think that they've got, you know, all tied up, in, including in some parts of California and parts of New Jersey, all voted for Donald Trump, and they still just can't believe it.
Wow. How long do you think this is going to continue, where they're trying to, in this case, cure ballots? I mean, this seems ridiculous at this point. Now, maybe I'm just saying this because Trump obviously won, and we you know, have control of the House and the Senate. But I'm just surprised this is still going on how many weeks after Election Day.
Well, I'm not, because the one thing I've learned in doing this over the years is that they are willing to do almost anything to win, even if it means breaking the rules. And keep in mind the fact that it's past the deadlines to ask for a recount by Kamala Harris. But, you know, her campaign has been out there raising money for a recount. So,
wow.
You know, a billion and a half dollars wasn't enough. She's still trying to raise even more money, even though, like I said, the deadline for a recount is passed.
Well, she has to pay off all the bills, right? Because didn't she spend over $1 million that, what was
20
that?
Million.
No, yeah, but was that the amount that they said she went over budget or something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
Some crazy amount that they said she spent more.
A lot more.
Yeah.
We heard she might fight Mike Tyson. trying to make up that $20 million, Hans. I mean, somebody's got to do it anyway, huh? I also saw, I'm about to run out of time here, I got about a minute left, but that the Supreme Court had stepped into the fight over the FCC spending billions to subsidize internet and home services.
Yeah, and that's again something that shouldn't be happening. I mean, it's just not. The only thing the FCC is supposed to be doing is regulating the use of the airwaves and so forth. Actually going out, subsidizing, that's the kind of thing that government agencies now have been doing for years, which is going far beyond their mandate. It's one of the reasons we're so deep in debt.
Yeah.
And, it's one of the reasons that I think so many people voted for Donald Trump, because he promised he would stop this kind of thing. And as you know, we've got Elon Musk and
yep.
Vivek now saying they are going to try to do something about it.
Here comes
this, and they should.
Hans, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Sure. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.